In a Super Tuesday stunner, Joe Biden won Massachusetts. Among the places that helped deliver the victory to the former vice president were the largest cities in western Massachusetts: Springfield, Chicopee, Pittsfield, and Westfield. Bernie Sanders carried Holyoke. Elizabeth Warren, in what turned out to be a very grim night in her home state, won Northampton by a single percentage point over Sanders. For more on the Western Massachusetts vote on Super Tuesday, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Matt Safransky, Editor-in-Chief of Western Massachusetts Politics and Insight.
I think those voters in the cities, particularly, you know, the cities that have large black populations, although cities like Westfield don't, they were just prepared to move forward with Biden. I mean, I think if the field was looking a little bit differently, it might be a different story. If Sanders had done a few things differently after Nevada, it might have been a different story. But between the results on South Carolina and some of the endorsements Biden got, and to be honest, some good performances in debates and in speeches since Nevada voted, I think that people were just like, okay, we're ready for this. People are ready to move on to the general election. And I suspect that had a lot to do with it.
It seemed like the ground shifted after Saturday and the win that Biden had in South Carolina and the endorsements from Buttigieg and Klobuchar and Beto O'Rourke, which obviously played a big factor in Texas. But, I mean, did you sense that we were seeing this kind of a shift here in Massachusetts?
You saw shifts on social media of people that were like, okay, I'm going with Biden now. And I do believe that both Biden and to a lesser extent Sanders cannibalized Elizabeth Warren's vote everywhere, not just in Massachusetts. But it all happened so very suddenly. I don't believe that it was purely an organizational coup. I really do believe it was just the voters, you know, saying enough. And Biden was the beneficiary of that.
There was here in Western Massachusetts on Super Tuesday a Biden-Sanders divide along what some pundits have referred to as the tofu curtain. So explain what happened there.
I think that partly reflects it's a cultural and to a lesser extent racial divide. There are just simply not as many black people north of the tofu curtain in Hampshire and Franklin County. And this is a vote that Biden has done extremely well with. And also there are a lot more people, you know, in Hampden County and Berkshire County, who are more like the kind of voters. They are culturally similar to voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And I think either they are voting strategically or they legitimately like Biden better. I mean, there was a stat out there that said that Biden was one of the candidates that did the best with working class voters. Now, that's heavily because of support from black voters, but he does very well with white working class Democrats as well. And I think that they feel a better connection to Biden in some cases than they did to Sanders.
Farther down the ballot on Super Tuesday in Massachusetts, an uncontested primary set up the field for a special election, which will take place on March 31st in the 2nd Hampden and Hampshire Senate District. This was the one that was formerly represented by Republican Don Humison, who's now the mayor of Westfield. So Democrat John Vilas of Westfield and Republican John Kane of Southwick are the candidates here. How's this race shape up, Matt?
I mean, I think ultimately it turns on Westfield. This district is, relatively even, despite having very liberal parts and very conservative parts. But Westfield itself has proven it to be a purplish town time and time again. And something that really matters in Westfield is who people know. And, Vilas is both a name and a person that a lot of people know, and I think that gives him a lot of advantage. So, I mean, I think Kane has his work cut out for him. I mean, Vilas has been out there knocking doors and, holding visibilities. I know he's been raising a fair amount of money. I would say it's his to lose.
Lastly, voters in Northampton on Tuesday approved a $2.5 million Prop 2.5 override to help avert budget cuts in the city. This, Matt, I guess, is a big victory for Mayor David Narkowitz, who was the front person in going out and holding a lot of informational meetings, but essentially campaigning for this override.
Yeah, I think Mayor Narkowitz has been very successful at developing an image of trust in Northampton among voters, and they're willing to listen to him. If he explains things well enough, and it's clear that he did. I mean, he's very much a wonky type of official, but he's able to present it in a way that people understand. I mean, Northampton is probably more willing than some communities to vote for an override, period. You saw that in a distinctly different situation in Holyoke, where they did not approve a funding for school construction. But Northampton also has, to a certain extent, some resources that other communities don't. I mean, I think its tax base is a little more stable, despite some uneasiness in downtown Northampton these days. And that actually kind of explains the need for the override, because of the way that the Massachusetts property taxes are structured. You can only raise so much year over year. You need these kind of overrides to keep filling your budget, but you can only do that if the property values are high enough. And so I think people are feeling comfortable enough to afford this kind of tax increase, and they trust Narkowitz when he asks for it.